But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's time to have some fun with the playoffs. We're going to have a playoff coach draft. I have the number one pick. John picks second. Tom will pick third. You got to pick from the field of active playoff coaches. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
All right, with the number one pick, Andy Reid. Three-time Super Bowl champ. Oh, how did you not take Dan Campbell? I know. Three-time Super Bowl champ, 26 playoff wins, the second most in NFL history. Come on, guys. Andy Reid is the pick.
Yeah, seems like a no-brainer. And since I have the number two pick, obviously the question is, do I just go with the hometown hero and Dan Campbell? Do I go with a Harbaugh? Do I go with Sean McDermott, a guy that is in the discussion for Coach of the Year? Do I go with track record in the playoffs? I'm not going to. Well, somewhat I'm going to. I am going to go with Dan Campbell. I have been all in on Dan Campbell since he's been here, but especially this year, talking about the 14 wins with this schedule, and I know we're not talking about it today, but have you seen the schedule for next year? That road schedule is it's a tough road. We'll talk about that more, obviously, as next year approaches. But I got to go with Dan Campbell. The way that he has prepared this team, the mindset that this team has, the culture that they're playing with, he is a coach that will take you places you never thought you could go before. So give me Dan Campbell.
You know, we're doing this right now, right? We're not doing it for a resume thing. This is a right now thing. And I don't have a problem with that. I do think you could make a debate with the guy that I'm going to pick, and this will ruffle some feathers and probably John's a little bit because he just doesn't like him. But look, like him or not, Sean McVay, seriously, his record and he's had one bad year, and it was Stafford got hurt, I believe, the right after the Super Bowl, right? You just can't deny what he's done. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's won one. Just a great track record, and in the right now, I think he's one of the best play callers in the league. Since we're doing Snake, right?
Yep, you get back-to-back.
I get back-to-back, so I'm going to go a little more legacy here, and I just think pound for pound, this guy is right up there with anybody else remaining in the playoff field, and that's John Harbaugh.
Yep.
John Harbaugh is, I think, a great leader of men. I think the Jim Harbaugh has a little quirkiness that I think rubs people the wrong way. You know, 4 or 5 years down the road, John Harbaugh doesn't have that, more of a steadiness to him. He's proven he can win with a pocket passer and one of the great running passers of all time that's rivaling Michael Vick. I mean, to me, maybe sometimes John Harbaugh doesn't get enough credit for making Lamar Jackson one of the great quarterbacks of his time. I took one, didn't I?
Oh, no, yes, you did, but... his history in the playoffs, is it Lamar? Is it John Harbaugh? What is it in regard? Because I know, obviously, he's got a Super Bowl, but...
He's done it with two different quarterbacks, got into a Super Bowl, and then, look, they got Mahomes the last year.
So here's a question about this draft. Are we grading it on... which teams go the furthest?
No, I think the coaches that do the best job, and you leave that open to interpretation, right?
All right, then...
otherwise, you're just picking teams at that point.
Right. So I'm going to go with another team that we saw on Sunday night, and that was a 14-win team. But what he's done with Sam Darnold, what he has done with that Vikings team that was projected to be, I don't know, what, a 6 or 7-win team? I'm going with Kevin O'Connell. I think he is a tremendous coach. The more I learn about him, and then you hear him mic'd up, the way that he handles his players and the kid gloves that he uses at times with Sam Darnold, the tough love at times that he uses with his team, I think Kevin O'Connell is a hell of a coach, so I'm going there. And he scares me in this division.
He's a hell of a coach. He deserves to be runner-up for Coach of the Year. He's done a phenomenal job. This is the first pick out of order on my big board. Okay. The first four were the first four. This is the first wild card to me. But it lets me pick someone I'm excited to select sixth overall here. A man who's won a Super Bowl, who's taken a rookie quarterback into the playoffs.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Who has a winning record in the postseason and one of the gutsiest calls in the history of the Super Bowl. Give me Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised. And that leaves me with...
He's got two.
Okay. All right.
Peyton really had a renaissance season with what he did with Bo Nix.
Yeah.
And he may have played in two Super Bowls if not for that pass interference deal between the Rams and the Saints back in 2019.
I got excited because I thought I was going to get my next pick. If you take him, I might have to punch you in the face.
Well, McVay beat Peyton in the playoffs.
You're right. The guy I'm going to take, I don't think you're going to take, John, but it's a guy who's coached in a Super Bowl. Guy who I think is going to win this week in the NFL, who's brought structure and physicality and technique to the Los Angeles Chargers. Give me Jim Harbaugh. A national champion.
You can live with that, weirdo.
You were never going to take him, were you? No matter what.
God, no.
Just because you... All right, you He's can't make weirdo. This personal.
He's a... Sports are personal. I can make it whatever the hell I want. Don't tell me how to draft.
I just want you to win with your coach. He wins.
He does win. 5-3 in the playoffs in his career. He's coached in a Super Bowl as an NFC champion.
All right. Give me a coach that wins.
Give me Eberflus over Jim Harbaugh. You would, wouldn't you?
No. That's stupid. Maybe emotional, but I'm not stupid. I'm going to go with a guy that is as consistent as an individual as the day is long, and that's Mike Tomlin. I think he is one of the great all-time coaches. Now, is it just simply getting into the playoffs? Is it simply having a winning record? Some of that is, part of the success. He hasn't won in the playoffs because he hasn't had a quarterback. Roethlisberger is not coming out of retirement, and even if he did, he's not going to be the Ben Roethlisberger of old. But to be able to win with the quarterbacks that he's won with, look out if they ever find a way to get a franchise quarterback again. Give me Mike Tomlin.
I respect the leader of men argument. I do think he's a good coach. 8-10 in the playoffs, hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. That Super Bowl's a long way in the rearview mirror. That's why I passed on him.
Okay. Well, Jim Harbaugh's never won a Super Bowl.
Right now, I'd rather have Jim Harbaugh.
Me too. This is where it gets hard. I think you can make great cases for each of these guys, and nobody remaining has won a Super Bowl.
Correct.
Guys have been to it. You know, the interesting thing here, I think, right now, what you did with O'Connell, John, is that you took him over LaFleur, and LaFleur is still available, and I think LaFleur is a great coach, but he hasn't been to a Super Bowl. I'm going to stir things up here, and people just aren't going to like it because they don't like him. Sometimes people just don't like people because of the way they look. But the bottom line, this guy is 48-20 as a head coach. That's over 700 win percentage. He's taken a team to a Super Bowl and lost an absolute classic and lost to Mahomes. I'm going Sirianni.
I respect it.
You know, besides a five-game losing streak last year to end the season. And look, this whole thing of this narrative that there's still locker room problems there, whatever, okay? It's like people are just trying to drive him out of there. I think it's fake. Seriously. Just because A.J. Brown says something one week doesn't mean that it's he was mad at Hurts. Hurts wasn't playing well.
It wasn't just him that said it. How do you not look at the way that they collapsed last year?
It's Matt Patricia. Darius Slay said
hired him.
Yeah, exactly. Mistake. But the guy's been to a Super Bowl is Dan Campbell.
Not yet.
All right. I'm just saying. Not that I would take Campbell over him, but he's got the resume here. And then
work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
The other guy, I'm just going to go with who I like here, and I think he's a good coach, and he went back to what he wants to do. And again, he let an outsider come in and nearly destroy it all in Stephon Diggs, and that is Sean McDermott. McDermott could really make a case to be coach of the year this year. I still think Campbell should get it. But McDermott weeded out the problem, and Josh Allen had an MVP year. He made the right choice. He got the, you know, you just can't have guys come in from the outside. Diggs was an outsider when he came in. The Bills were playing well. And you can't deny that they played well with Diggs, too. But over time, he was a cancer.
He's a hard coach for me to judge. Like, he's got a losing record in the playoffs. How much of that is the Mahomes effect? How much of that, and how much of that's fair to hold against him, and how much isn't?
I mean, to me, the McDermott-LaFleur debate, I don't know how you pick one. I just went with the guy I went with, and he's bald.
Okay. Bald guys got to stick together.
Yeah, a little bald love.
John, so, final pick for you.
Yeah, and I mean, you obviously, I love the NFC North, and I was curious for Matt LaFleur. First of all, I love saying his name. Second of all, what was he going to do without a Hall of Fame quarterback? He showed with Jordan Love that he can develop a quarterback. I don't think that Jordan Love ever becomes a tier one quarterback. I think he dips his toe into the water of tier two at times. Right now, you think he's a tier three, but he's still young. But to be able to win consistently with Jordan Love, to be able to win when your big time just paid quarterback goes down with Malik Willis. Malik Willis is undefeated as a Green Bay starting quarterback. Not done in Tennessee, but just in Green Bay, Greg. I know you're nodding your head. I got to put a bunch of qualifiers on there. I think he is a tremendous quarterback, and this is the best division in football for a reason. It has the best coaches as a whole in football, and I was able to get Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, and I'm going to put Matt LaFleur in that category of guys that I would first of all would love to play for, but I think are great coaches.
Three guys left for one pick for me. The undrafted options in front of me are Todd Bowles, D'Amico Ryans, and Dan Quinn. Not great options compared to everybody else we've drafted.
That's what you get when you have the number one pick. And
I think there's a clear one here. I almost went with him.
Okay, so I'm going to take Todd Bowles. And you made a face that was not the guy you had in mind.
This is clearly not clear.
You're splitting hairs here, but I go Dan Quinn because he's done it two places.
Yeah.
So I went Bowles. They won a playoff game last year. Losing Brady, he's kept the ship afloat. They've won four straight division titles. When they won the Super Bowl, his defense led the way. So I go Todd Bowles. So to recap, I have Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, and Todd Bowles. That is four Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And guys who have been to Super Bowls in the case of Harbaugh and Bowles as a DC. Yep. John has Campbell, O'Connell, Tomlin, and LaFleur.
One Super Bowl.
But you got guys with upside,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And Campbell may
cement
that this year.
I have the future of football.
Okay, I'm apparently stuck in
the past.
Three yards in a cloud of dust, uh-huh. Prehistoric. Yes. Tom has Sean McVay, John Harbaugh, Nick Sirianni, and Sean McDermott. Two Seans.
So this is our coaching rankings. If you just took our rankings between the three of us, 1 through 12, it's Reed, Campbell, McVay, John Harbaugh, O'Connell, Peyton, Jim Harbaugh, Tomlin, Sirianni, McDermott, LaFleur, Bowles. Top 12 coaches in football, who we all collectively think right now.
Let us know.
We did a good job collectively.
I think so. It's 97.1.